families to also be covered. That prompted two businessmen and a lawyer to sue. That case has seen twists and turns, with one judge calling for the governor to shut down the expansion, the Supreme Court putting a hold on that, and the Blagojevich administration refusing to pay back doctors and hospitals when they care for some patients with family care. Howard Peters heads the Illinois Hospital Association.
It puts patients in a very dicey situation. You know, these are individuals who believe their premiums were taken care of, believe that they had coverage.
Peters says the overriding message of the mess is that caring for the growing number of uninsured will be a collaborative effort that the governor and legislature will need to work together on to solve. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Champaign County's zoning administrator says a few energy companies have shown interest in locating a wind turbine farm in the area. But John Hall says the county ordinance on the subject will prevent them from making a formal presentation for several months. The County Board Environment and Land Use Committee continues to revise the language of that ordinance. It presently limits operations to those with 1 to 3 wind turbines. With the present wording of the ordinance, Hall says any larger proposals have the potential to interfere with farming in the county. Hall says in order to offer space for many turbines, an extensive review will be required by a couple more governing bodies.
Wind farm development is a good thing if it's done properly, and so we want to get our ordinance improved as quickly as possible so that the county board would have all the information they would need to make a decision regarding siting of a wind farm.
A revised ordinance for wind farms would not only need the review of the county board, but the county's zoning board of appeals. Hall says that likely means the first opportunity to propose such an operation will not come until late next summer. Meanwhile, the University of Illinois continues with its plans to locate 3 wind turbines on the campus South Farms. Hall says those will be owned by the U of I and will be exempt from county zoning rules. If you have questions about where the Champaign County Nursing Home is going, the head of the firm hired to run the home is ready to take your questions. Mike Scavato, president of Management Performance Associates, will be at the county nursing home tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. to talk informally with the public. County Board Member Jennifer Putman says Scavato has confirmed the engagement with her. She says Scavato proposed the Q&A session because of the difficulties he had in answering questions from the public during meetings of the County Nursing Home Board.
Members of the public felt unnecessarily cut off when they were limited to asking questions just at the end of the Board of Directors business meeting. And at the last monthly Board of Directors meeting, Mr. Scavato offered to make himself available, meet and greet, answer questions for a half hour.
Tomorrow's session at 5:30 p.m. will take place at the Nursing Home Chapel. It will be followed by the Nursing Home Board's regular meeting at 6 p.m. The Champaign County Board hired Management Performance Associates earlier this year to manage the financially strapped county nursing home. Putman was one of a minority of board members voting no, but she says she wants to give Scavato's firm every chance to succeed. It's 5:33.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
Now here's Mike Sola with weather.
Thanks, Jim. We've been somewhat of a holding pattern with temperature still at 48 degrees. Our high today was 49, and the low right around midnight was 40 degrees. So been a relatively mild day. We haven't seen any sunshine, and we don't look for any clearing of the cloud cover. It will thin a little bit, and with southerly winds bringing in warmer air, we could see some patchy dense fog developing. It looks like that will be mainly across northern Illinois and maybe even north and through Wisconsin. But some clearing has started to set in across Missouri and a low-pressure area centered right around the northwestern tip of Illinois. So the southerly winds will continue to blow tonight and increase in strength tomorrow. And that will help to put us above average as far as temperatures go for the first time in about a week. For tonight, the cloudy sky bringing a few showers and a little bit of drizzle. Showers mainly during the evening. Patchy fog also likely tonight, the low around 43 degrees on a south to southwesterly wind at 6 to 12 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and warmer tomorrow, the high 57. Again, the wind will be strengthening from the southwest at 12 to 24 miles per hour. Some showers, maybe even a thunderstorm tomorrow night, the low temperature 46. Periods of rain will continue on Friday especially early in the day, then turning windy and colder during the afternoon. And after a high temperature of 53, the colder air will start to change some of the rain showers over to snow showers during the evening and nighttime hours of Friday. Friday night's low down to 29 degrees. Saturday, cloudy, windy, and colder with occasional flurries and the high temperature at 34 degrees. Again, it's 48 degrees on Friends Plaza, 48 degrees at Willard Airport. At 5:35, I'm Mike Zola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We're talking this week with observers of Iraq about what's next now that Barack Obama has won the election. While violence in Iraq has fallen off substantially over the past year, in the past couple of weeks there has been an increase in bombings. Today in eastern Baghdad, a car bomb exploded, and when people gathered in response, a roadside bomb blew up. 12 people were killed and dozens injured. And in the 2 days before that, there were dozens of deaths and injuries.